The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a company has made a meatball from the DNA of a long-extinct mammoth.
Tony Kornheiser. Damn it. I've been trying to do that for years.
Okay, the only reaction I have to that is, why?
Because, I mean, if you could corner the woolly mammoth meatball market, you have a chance to make billions. If you could become a social media influencer on the woolly mammoth meatball market, just nothing but money. It's golden, Jerry.
If you insist.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, potential suitors for Lamar Jackson, a petty ejection, and our old friend Miami coach Jim Larranaga joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the women's tournament. The Final Four is now set after South Carolina beat Maryland last night and Virginia Tech beat Ohio State. The national semifinals will have South Carolina against Iowa and their incandescent star, Caitlin Clark. The winner of that game will play the winner of Virginia Tech and LSU. South Carolina is unbeaten. Wilbon, you love South Carolina. Do you see them as at all vulnerable?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got teams in there that can beat you. You've got teams in there that aren't thinking about South Carolina. They're thinking about themselves. I've watched Caitlin Clark and Iowa enough all year. I've watched them as much as I've watched South Carolina. Caitlin Clark's amazing. She's one of the great college basketball players of all time. And they all play off of her, and they can score. And I know South Carolina's defense is great, but I'm looking at Iowa thinking, I want to see that matchup. And what Kim Mulkey has done, as we talked about yesterday at LSU, I'm less familiar with Virginia Tech, but LSU and what Kim Mulkey's done there, they're not thinking about, oh, we got to go through somebody else. They got to come through us. So I don't know if I'd use the word vulnerable, Tony, but I think it's a fascinating Final Four. To be quite frank, I'm more interested in this Final Four than I am in the men's Final Four. And again, a lot of that part is just South Carolina versus Caitlin Clark in Iowa. So vulnerable, I don't know, but I find it compelling.
Okay. So I watched the Maryland-South Carolina game last night, and you know this because we spoke in the middle of the game. And if I had any doubts about South Carolina before that game, I have no doubts now. And just for the record, so people notice, Maryland is a good team. Three Big Ten teams were in the Final Eight. And South Carolina just destroyed Maryland. They were bigger and faster and stronger to the ball. This was shown on the boards all the time. I believe I want to get the numbers right. South Carolina had 25 offensive rebounds. 25. Maryland had 7. South Carolina had 48 total rebounds. Maryland had 26. That's where the game was won. And time and again, Mike, and you were watching it too, South Carolina players simply took the ball out of the hands of the Maryland players. And again, Maryland's good. Maryland beat Iowa at one point this year by 20 points. So I understand what you're saying about Caitlin Clark. Do I think that they're vulnerable? I don't really think they're vulnerable. Their defense has been so good. Maryland was the first team in the tournament to score more than 45 points against them. I know how great Caitlin Clark is. I had the feeling she's going to be smothered because their defense is that good. And down the road, like you, I know nothing about Virginia Tech, but I know a little bit about LSU. They came to play South Carolina when they were unbeaten. South Carolina beat them by 24. Mike, South Carolina feels like Connecticut felt a few years back. Like they're just
Tony, they've been
far
in the Final Four three times in 4 years. I mean, they, you know, three times. They're the best team. We're going to find out. This is the Final Four is when you demonstrate greatness and maybe historic greatness.
Yep.
And that's why why they play the games. Somebody said that once, right? Yesterday, we learned that Lamar Jackson had requested a trade from the Ravens, and now we're finding out who might be interested. The Colts have had a revolving door at quarterback since Andrew Luck retired and say they're open to all options, including Jackson. Meanwhile, Patriots owner Robert Kraft says rapper Meek Mill texted him. Why are they texting, by the way? Saying that Jackson wants to join the Patriots. Kraft called it Bill Belichick's decision. Tone, does Lamar Jackson make more sense to you for the Colts or the Patriots?
I love the fact that you're alluding to Meek Mill and Robert Kraft being text buddies. I really like that.
Yeah.
Look, it makes
this
the same
like
amount
Snoop
of sense.
And Martha Stewart. It comes out of nowhere to me. You know, just
well, yeah, and they made a lot of money doing commercials together. Look, it makes a lot of sense for both teams to want Lamar Jackson. And by that, I mean both teams have nothing at quarterback compared to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a former MVP in the league. He's only 26 years old. He is entering his prime at this point. The Indianapolis Colts have gone through in 3 years Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, your boy, and Matt Ryan, and it was so bad that they fired the coach. Mac Jones, he's pretty good at New England. He was burdened last year by the fact that a defensive guy was calling offensive plays. I expect he'll be sufficiently better this year, but he's not Lamar Jackson. Again, Lamar Jackson, an MVP in the league and 26 years old. If you can get him, get him.
You know, Tony, I'm not with this. I'm not on the train that being driven by you and Max Kellerman and others who say, oh, you have to go get Lamar Jackson. No, you don't. Because other people have won not just a couple of the Super Bowls while Lamar Jackson has been in the league. They've won all the damn Super Bowls while Lamar Jackson has won one playoff game. And I'm not giving him $230 million guaranteed. I'm not. And he doesn't finish the season the last 2 years. No, I'm not. I'm not even giving up Justin Fields for Lamar Jackson. I'm not. Lamar Jackson is an MVP. He's a wonderful talent. If I could give up maybe the picks or the money, I'd give up one or the other. I'm not giving up $200 million plus in guarantees and picks and people. No, I'm not. Now, Bill Belichick has earned the right to do whatever the hell he wants. And
that's
Belichick,
right. That's right.
If he gets off the phone with Meek Mill and Bob Kraft and they say, well, let's bring him in here, he's playing with house money like nobody's ever played with house money, Bill Belichick.
100%
Anybody
correct.
Else? I'm going a different direction.
There's a number. There's an X figure Lamar Jackson wants, and he wants it all guaranteed. So if you give him that, and then you pad the rest of the contract out with not guaranteed money, maybe it's palatable to the ownership. I mean, I think if you believe that Lamar Jackson can be healthy, that there are 25 teams in this league that could use Lamar Jackson over who they've got right now. You're right about the Super Bowls, but he's only 26. Come on, we move now to baseball.
Yeah.
And the comical ejection yesterday of JT Realmuto, the Phillies catcher by the home plate umpire. Craig Kimbrell is called for a pitch clock violation. He throws the ball away that he has in his hand. So the umpire throws him a new one. Kimbrell doesn't like that one either. The umpire is now going to put a new ball in Realmuto's outstretched glove. But as he does, Realmuto pulls his glove away. The umpire tosses Realmuto for embarrassing him. Wilbon, do you think Realmuto was trying to show up the ump?
Well, he wasn't even looking at him. And does he have a sixth sense or eyes in the back of his half helmet that he knows when the ball exactly is going to come in the glove unless it was on some kind of big display in center field? No. The umpire looks like a fool, a triple-A guy who's trying to show up people. This is not how you earn your stripes as far as I'm concerned. Tony, there's a big problem, I think, in all officiating of sports, maybe not the NFL, but certainly basketball and I think Major League Baseball, in that the communication that used to be there, and you and I have covered millions of these games, and players and umpires, players and referees, they talk all the time, and now they don't. They don't. They don't even sometimes know their names. And you're just like, what is going on here? I didn't come to see you. And this AAA umpire, he should just be thrown out for a while. Bring him back. He gets a second chance. But for a while, just go away. You're a dope.
One of the things that you are consistent about in this show is hating blue. You always talk about blue's got to shut up.
Do I hate blue?
We don't
cover
blue. You do that all the time. All right.
Yeah.
So let me just say this. If the question is Realmuto trying to show up the umpire, maybe. I'm not certain about that. What I'm certain about is that Kimbrell was. That Kimbrell couldn't stand the call on the pitch clock call. This is exactly my point.
Yes.
Couldn't stand a pitch clock call, glared at the umpire with contempt, threw the ball away, threw the next ball away, and so Real Muto becomes collateral damage. He should have thrown out Kimbrel. Kimbrel's got to stop smelling himself. He's got to stop with that vulture move before he goes to the plate. He should have been thrown out, and the ump's mistake, Mike, was even throwing the first ball to Kimbrel. Should have put that right in Real Muto's glove, and we wouldn't have
probably
had a problem
so
here. Because Real Muto, Real Muto's played over 1,000 big league games. He's never been tossed. He's not Draymond Green. What are you tossing this guy for?
What would you do with the ump? Well, if you were Major League Baseball, what would you do with that?
I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're right. He's a AAA guy. He's been to 39 big league games in three seasons. Going to be a while before number 40.
Yeah.
Going to be a while. Yeah. Let's take a break. Coming up, how will Miami try to handle the UConn steamroller? We will ask Coach Jim Larrañaga.
We'll also ask him how he's approaching this Final Four differently than he made with George Mason. 2006. Man. It's a while ago.
We talked about this yesterday.
17 years.
Nobody's brought two bigger long shots to the Final Four than he has. First time for both programs, last time for George Mason.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A PTI investigation has uncovered that the Final Four is set for Saturday, and Wilbon and I know one of the head coaches very well. We've known him for over 40 years, and we are pleased to welcome back to the show Miami head coach Jim Larrañaga. I'm going to start with this. You made the Final Four very famously with George Mason in 2006. Did you learn anything from that experience in the Final Four that has shifted the way you prepare for this experience in the Final Four?
Well, Tony, I appreciate being on PTI and giving you the inside scoop on how we're preparing. I know you'll like that. But my experience in the 07, 06 Final Four was this. Playing in a football stadium, 80,000 people on hand, you're almost playing like outdoors. And the players have to get comfortable and really confident that they can still play great basketball in that environment. I think in 06, our guys might have been a little bit overwhelmed. I thought we played well against Florida, but we could have played a good bit better. I think this Miami team is very well prepared. We've played against so many terrific teams in the ACC and in the NCAA tournament. I think we should be very, very sharp come Saturday.
Well, you got UConn now, just like you did in 2006. And the Huskies, as you know better, Jim, from watching all this film, they're rolling people. I mean, they are just crushing everybody. What do you have to take into account as you prioritize what UConn's been doing in this tournament?
Yeah, well, Michael, You know, Danny Hurley's done an incredible job of building that program. He comes from a basketball family. Bobby Hurley, the great player from Duke and head coach of Arizona State. Bob Hurley Sr., you know, one of the legendary high school coaches who's in the Hall of Fame. And I think UConn is very much a reflection of their family's personality. They're tough. They're hard-nosed. They're aggressive. They attack you at each end of the floor with their offense, with their defense. And it's going to be up to myself and my staff to figure out, first of all, how we guard these guys. And we just finished a practice that I thought the guys did a pretty good job with the initial impression. But it's going to take several days for us to prepare for this UConn team.
Jim, I'm going to switch this back to you for a second. We remember when you left Greater Washington, D.C., the DMV, and George Mason to go to Miami. And some people might have thought, I think Tony might have been one of them, jealously, oh, Jim is getting an early start on retirement. It has not gone in that direction. I'm happy to say he was wrong. How do you feel about this? How long do you want to go? When you went to Miami, was that even in your mind?
Well, Michael, I'm glad you asked me the question. So anybody that is following Miami recruits and what have you, I'm not stopping. I love coaching. I love doing what I'm doing. I love doing it at the University of Miami. We are a top 50 school academically. It has a beautiful campus. It's like a resort here. I love it. Coral Gables has been great to us. The administration has been tremendously supportive of our basketball program. The city of Miami is where everybody likes to vacation. So I'm loving it. I'm just going to keep doing it as long as I can.
What a fantastic answer. You were able to recruit 20 new players in the last 45 seconds. That was so great. Look, I'll get you out of here on this. Wilbon has said on this show he doesn't care about the Final Four. Would you please set him straight about
the
this
result.
Final Four?
I said the result.
No,
don't misquote me
you know
on
what
my
you
own
said.
Show.
You don't care at all. Go ahead. Set him straight.
Well, I understand this Final Four is not your conventional blue bloods up and down. Obviously, Connecticut is a blue blood. They've won national championships. They've had NBA players up and down. But the fact of the matter, I'll repeat, there's so much parity. I'm not saying this is the new normal, but you're going to see this more often. Just like after George Mason made it to the Final Four, Butler made it to the Final Four, VCU made it to the Final Four, Wichita State made it to the Final Four. So we're going to have more parity and more teams with upsets. What makes the NCAA tournament so special is all these incredible schools that no one ever heard of knocking off the big dog. So I'm enjoying it. I hope you guys are too. And Michael, tune in.
Michael, tune in. He's got nothing else to do.
Absolutely.
It's not like he's going to go play
Absolutely,
golf.
Absolutely, Jim.
Thank you, Jim, and the best of luck to you.
Much
best
appreciated. Thank you.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Nets shut down Ben Simmons. What? I didn't even know he was playing. What do you mean they shut him down? Is he playing?
And
did he play?
Luka and Kyrie, they won a basketball game. There's a stunner, too.
I told you my people go to Boca to retire and go to Florida to retire.
I didn't say
people who take jobs there go to retire.
But Jim's not going anywhere. He's working.
No, he's not.
He's got years.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 51st birthday Keith Tkachuk. The left winger played 18 years in the NHL in Winnipeg, Phoenix, St. Louis, and Atlanta. Tkachuk played in 5 All-Star games, finished in the top 10 goal scorers 5 different times. Tkachuk is one of only 4 American-born players to score 500 goals, and in 1997, he led the league with 52. He was also on the U.S. silver medal hockey team in Salt Lake City in 2002. But these days, Tkachuk is more famous for his sons, Matthew and Brady. Matthew has 97 points in Florida this year, tied for 4th best in the NHL, and Brady has 77 points in Ottawa. Both were high first-round draft choices.
And they're 25 and 23 years old. This could be what we call a Del Curry situation, where you had a long, productive, distinguished career in a professional sport, and your kids come up and they say, beep, beep. Nice knowing you, Dad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I agree.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're good.
Not so happy anniversary, Chris Dudley. On this day 24 years ago, in his second stint with the Knicks, the journeyman center was posterized in the most disrespectful of ways by Shaquille O'Neal, who not only nearly wrapped his legs around Dudley during the dunk, but then dismissively shoved Dudley into the photographers. To Dudley's credit, he picked up the ball and he hit Shaq with it. There's a backstory that Shaq was mad about a flagrant foul Dudley did to him years before in a Lakers-Portland playoff game. Now, Dudley is famously a Yale grad, but Shaq now has a bachelor's from LSU, a master's in business online from the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate in education from Barry University. Who knew?
Well, plus, doesn't Shaq have, like, law enforcement credentials? Doesn't he have a badge?
Yeah.
He could go to Chris Dudley and say, let's go retro. I'm going to lock you up for throwing that ball at me. That's a pretty accurate throw, by the way, on part of Chris Dudley. Love Shaq. Love
him. Happy trails to the Mavs' 4-game losing streak. Luka Doncic got the chance to play last night after the NBA rescinded his 16th technical foul without explanation or comment. Doncic made the most of it by scoring 25 points and making this Houdini-like assist from where he appeared trapped by the baseline, the corner, and 2 Indiana Pacers. As a result, Dallas beat Indiana, the team with the 7th worst record in the NBA, and stayed within striking distance of the lucky loser play-in game. Both Doncic and Kyrie Irving played. The Mavericks are now a scintillating 8-13 since trading for Irving.
Yeah, they were handed that game on a silver platter last night because Indiana didn't even have players out there. You just wonder, is Dallas going to make it? Are they going to make the play-in? And if they don't, what are the consequences for that? Wow, what an embarrassment that would be if they don't make the play-in.
The consequences will be you'll be able to look at them and say, junk. People like that. One clarification, Robert Kraft aided in the effort to secure Meek Mill's release from prison in 2017. And since then, the two have worked together on criminal justice reform. Let us go to the big finish if we could.
Let's do it.
The Nets shut down Ben Simmons for the rest of the season. Where do things go from here?
Well, he goes to the bank. Because even though he's not out there, he's scheduled to make $38 and then $40 million the next 2 seasons and does not play. It's a whisper. Wow. Nikola Jokic at 25, 17, and 12. Joel Embiid was out as a precaution with a calf injury. Did Jokic wrap up the MVP last night, Tony?
If I had a ballot, no, because I would vote for Giannis Antetokounmpo. If I had a ballot.
I hear that.
Connor McDavid is the first NHL player to 140 points since 1996. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, because Lemieux and Jágr did it. They were on that same Pittsburgh team at the same time. They didn't win it all, though. NIT semis tonight. Who are you rooting for?
I remember when the NIT was a really important tournament before there was a Utah Valley in it. Long time ago. Last one. Pelicans and Warriors tonight. Who you got?
I got eyes on that. I mean, the loser is in some peril. I mean, I know the Warriors had won 9 straight at home, but then they lost. They got to win this game to stay in control. This is like a playoff game, Tone. This is going to have some intensity to it.
I may miss it. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, Tony, I want to perfect a Ted Baxter sort of imitation. Pierce Wilson.